Philippians chapter number 3 is where we'll be taking our text this evening. Very, very familiar passage. For sake of reading, I'll just pick up in verse 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. I've been thinking a lot about, I guess, because it being a new year, and Brother Mike had mentioned this morning, you know, how that a lot of us, we make resolutions, and a lot of times we don't keep them. But for the child of God, what can we do? What can we do differently in this new year? What can I do that would actually bring forth fruit in my life, and that would actually remain, and that would actually produce something in my life this year? Paul, he's talking about his desire to win Christ. There's a lot in, I think, what Paul was saying when he said that I might win him, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering. He said, I've not yet attained. But he said that this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. And I think one of the biggest hindrances to going forward is looking back. Right. We can't seem to forget those things which are behind. Right. Now listen, what's behind us, there's nothing can be done about it. Right. All of my failures that are behind me that I keep looking at, I can't do one thing about those failures. Those things where I came up short, I can't do one thing about them. But one thing I can do, I can look forward. I can press toward the mark. I know where the goal is. Now listen, that right there is probably one of the most important keys to us going forward, is knowing what the goal is, or rather, who the goal is. Paul, it was that he may know him, that he wanted to know Christ better, that he might win Christ, that he may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. When Paul talked about in verse 13, brother, I count not myself to have apprehended. Now, if we back on up, he begins to talk about this in verse 11. He said, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. In other words, Paul said that I might arrive at or come to the place. I mean, to where he would actually die and be resurrected. I don't know of any child of God that wants necessarily to die, but we do have hope that when we do, we'll be resurrected one of these days. Paul saw his death. He saw beyond death. He saw a resurrection. That hope of resurrection. There's no hope in death. But there is hope in resurrection. Knowing that we'll be raised in Christ's likeness. Now Paul said, when he said, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. In other words, I might come to the resurrection or arrive at the resurrection. Not as though I had already attained. Now he uses a whole nother word there. In our English language, it looks like the same word, but he talks about, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained. In other words, he was saying I'd not already taken it or received it, or to get a hold of it. I mean, to understand the power of the resurrection is a great mystery. He said, not as though I had already attained. That word attained means to get a hold of it, one had to have received it. In other words, it had to be handed to them. Is that making sense? It has to have been offered to one. Do you remember what the Lord said? For everyone that asketh, receiveth. That's the same word, receiveth, that Paul's saying, not that I've already attained. In other words, not that I've already received it of his hand. Received it of his hand. And that was one thing that I think the Apostle Paul saw as a great gift, was the resurrection we would receive at the hand of our Lord. He had the power to lay his life down. He had power to take it up again. That same Spirit that raised up Jesus shall so raise us up. Amen. We will receive it in his hand. Amen. Because of his word, because of the hope that we have. And then there's another attain that he uses. He talks about to anticipate. To anticipate. To arrive at that place. To anticipate the arrival. In other words, waiting, just hoping to get there. But Paul said, I've not got there yet. I've not gotten there yet. And you know, we look at it a lot of time as, you know, that we had not apprehended or attained, you know, the fullness of the Christian life. And we can use that too in that sense. It is used metaphorically of what we receive, of Christ. Listen, you and I, everything that we have in our Christian life or will have, will receive it at the hand of Christ. The Bible says, for the just shall live by faith. So when I forget those things which are behind, first, I want to forget the things that I by my own hand have failed at. If we look back in the early chapter, the Apostle Paul was talking about in verse 3, for we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh.
though I might also have confidence in the flesh. And then he goes on, verse 5, circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, of the Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law of Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is of the law, blameless. All these things that he could glory in the flesh, our glory in the flesh, we have to forget that. It's no good. He said in verse 7, but what things were gained to me? What things were gained to me? Now, forgetting those things which are behind. Those things that I thought were gain, but they were lost. Somehow it's hard for us to forget those things that meant much. That meant much to our life. You know what I'm saying? Things that that meant much to us, whether it was our own ways or whether it was something that we gloried in the flesh. But those things, listen, they can hinder us going forward. They can hinder us going forward, trying to be what I one time was. Listen, I'm not physically what I one time was. To try to gain that, I would only hurt myself. Now, the Apostle Paul talks about our glorying in the flesh, these things that were gain, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss. All the things of the flesh that he gloried in. He said, we got to forget those things which are behind. Forgetting those things which are behind. And reaching, listen, Christ reaching forth of the things which are before us. The goal ahead. The goal ahead is not in the things behind us, but in Christ. In Christ. Our life in Christ. The excellency of the knowledge of our Lord. Listen, you think you've read enough scripture that, you know, you've read enough for a lifetime. Listen, we've not scratched the surface to learn the excellency of the knowledge of God. There is so much in this precious book. And listen, I have to forget the days of reading that are behind. Listen, those things are in our mind. I must press today forward. There's some things that we don't need to forget. Forgetting those things which are behind. In chapter 3, in verse number 2, when Paul was writing to them, he said, beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the concision. There are things that, or people that have hurt us in the past, and we may put past instances behind, but there are some things, listen, that we should not forget. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the concision. Those are things that will hinder you and I spiritually. Those things that are out to destroy the child of God, to hinder the church of God. Those things that will cripple your Christian life. Listen, you cannot forget those things. When Paul said forgetting those things which are behind, he didn't mean just, you know, just forget everything. That's not what he was talking about. Because, listen, there's a lot of our past that God has used, given us knowledge for the days ahead. That we've learned how to live. Amen? Through things. Storms that we have, that are past. Where we gained faith. Amen? Whatever that it is, many things in our past that God has used to bring us to the point of where we're going. That God molded us like a clay in a potter's hand, being squeezed and pressed, being put into the days of fire to make you and I what we are to be presented. Those days we don't forget. But you cannot live in that. You are now a vessel unto honor, going forward, meet for the master's use, seeking him, seeking to be a vessel for him, seeking the knowledge of the Almighty, seeking to walk with him, to try the spirits, to walk sensitively with the Lord and the Holy Spirit by His Word. And not be forgetful of the enemy. We can't forget the enemy. Cannot forget the enemy and what he's done. So Paul's not talking about forgetting those things that would hurt us, that would damage us. Those things that we gloried in our own flesh. Those things that were gain. The things that hinder faith. Look in verse number 8. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. Listen to the language. For whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know Him and the power. Everything he's saying in verse 8 and verse 9, he's saying these are things that would hinder a walk of faith. To be found in Him, verse 9, not having mine own righteousness. A young Christian, or sometimes maybe even one that's lived for the Lord sometime, walking in our own strength, in our own righteousness. I'm cleaned up pretty good, and I've laid these things aside, and I've picked up these things, and I'm not the sinful man I used to be, and I'm living more holy and more righteous now. All that's good. But those are not the things that bring us to Christ, that help us reach the mark. It is our life of faith. Listen, it is obedience to the Lord. It's not whether or not I stopped things and started things. It was the faith that was molding me in all of those things. Faith in Christ. That now I am, listen, I'm not a good cleaned up Christian boy. Are you listening to me? Coming out from among the world. And that's, all those things are necessary to come out from among the world. But listen, I am one that wants to attain unto Christ. That I see my faith in Christ as my righteousness. I don't see in my own power, in my own flesh. Listen, I might as well still be bragging that I'm a Pharisee of the Pharisee. A Hebrew of the Hebrew. Still glorying in my flesh and in the strength of my flesh. Listen, don't you have no confidence in the flesh. Don't have no confidence in the flesh. I can remember when our son John was courting, we had always taught them, never, never, never be alone. Always have somebody with you. It's a testimony. And somebody said, well, I trust you. He said, I don't trust me. You might trust my flesh, but I don't trust my flesh. You can't have no confidence in the flesh. None when it comes to walking with Christ. Listen, I can't have no confidence in this flesh. When I was a young Christian, I think I may have said this here before. And it's a fine line to learn to get to, Brother Danny. And that's this, is that we know we should live for the Lord. And we know that God wants us to live clean and to live holy and to live righteously and godly, because He says so. Because He's godly. Because He is righteous. Because He is holy. He says that in His Word. But then if I'm not careful, I begin to magnify that I am either doing or not doing as to that what makes me a Christian, rather than Christ is what makes me a Christian. He is who makes me a Christian. My relationship with Him, my leaning upon His breast, amen? Because He is who makes us righteous. And it seemed like, I mean, there was at one point, I mean, just living for the Lord, and I mean, God was just helping me, but God was trying to teach me that it was not in the strength of my flesh that I was able to do these things. If it was the power of the Holy Spirit working in my life, that's one thing. But if I was trying to do it in my flesh, I would fail. And somehow, I've always been hard taught. I've always had to learn things seem like the hard way. I mean, it seems like, Brother Danny, the harder I tried to live for God, the harder the fall was coming. Anybody else ever been there? And it's because God wanted me to see that I could not stand on my two feet. There was nothing in this that I could glory in at all. And I had to look up and say, God, have mercy on me. I need Your help. I'm feeble. I'm weak. Lord, save me from my flesh. Amen. Save me from this body. Amen. This body of flesh. This body of sin. Amen. That's what it is. Paul cried out in this body of sin. Talked about. Listen, forgetting those things which are behind, those things that hinder faith, that hinder our not having our own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Verse number 8, yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. I forget all these things that are behind, that I might win Christ. If I'm going to have a victorious year and go forward, I'll do it in Christ. We'll find it in Christ. Our victory is always in Christ. Our strength is in Christ. Amen. Our ability. He has made us able ministers. Amen. It is in Him that we are able. Not in our own self. Forgetting those things which are behind. Those self failures. Listen, how many times have you tried and failed? And those things, I don't know about you other men, but listen, my failures bother me. They bother me. Where I've come up short, they bother me. Sometimes I even have a hard time forgiving myself of things that I know the Lord's forgiven me of. It's hard for me to forget those things. The devil, he wants He wants those things to be like baggage weighing us down. Paul said, listen, forgetting those things which are behind. There's some things you don't forget, but listen, those things that hinder faith, those things that we gloried in the flesh, those things, listen, that we could come to the place that we could attain. Paul said, as many as of us as be perfect. He's talking about mature. There are many of us that are mature. Listen to me. But we've not yet arrived. You can be mature and having not arrived. Paul's talking about the resurrected life in the same face as the resurrection itself. A resurrected life. Now don't get me wrong. Listen, we are new creatures in Christ. We are new creatures in Christ. We have been raised together to sit in heavenly places in Christ. I'm not taking away from our position in Christ at all. But you know what I'm talking about. A life that has become dead to the world and only alive unto God. You can be a mature Christian and still not be right there. You say, Brother Mark, how do I get there? Well, he's telling us. I don't know that I could ever say that I've arrived if I really have. Or that I had attained if I really have. It would almost seem boasting in the flesh. That's like somebody that says, well, I'm humble. You shouldn't have to say you're humble. You see what I'm saying? And you might be humble, but you don't have to go around telling people you're humble. Not as though I had already attained, verse 12, either were already perfect, as in my own perfection, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend. For that which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Do you see what he said right there? But if I follow after, if that I may apprehend, if I could get a hold of, if I could receive that for which also I am apprehended of Christ. If Paul could, I don't even know how to say it. If Paul could receive the fullness of what Christ had already apprehended, the fullness of him. Listen, he owns us, by the way. He bought and paid for us. And he resides in us. And he is Lord of my life, whether I let him be or not. But now if I could really apprehend that, if I could attain to receive that, if I could take that from his hand, that he so graciously wants to give to us, that he already has given to us. We have everything in Christ. Do you know that? When you read these epistles, there are so much, church, in these epistles. In every little detail, in the words that this man of God wrote, the meaning the fullness. It's hard for my little mind to receive all of it. But Paul said, either we're already perfect, but I follow after. I follow after. If that I may apprehend. I follow after. In other words, to everyone that asketh, receiveth. That's asking and asking and keep on asking. And he that seeketh, findeth. That's seek and seek and keep on seeking. Paul said that I follow after. That I keep asking, I keep seeking, I keep knocking, I keep coming. That I may apprehend. That I may attain. That which I'm also apprehended. My goodness. I bless the Lord. Listen. In today's time, I know sometimes it seems like a dark loom is looming over the world. It's a principality and a power of the air. And there's a lot out here to discourage the child of God. Are you listening to me? And there's a lot of the demons of hell that tells us every day that your life ain't gonna get no better, it's just worse. And you might as well look for the disappointments. Listen, whatever my life is, it is in Christ. I have joy in knowing. Listen, that He has not changed, that we are on the winning side. That things can only get better for the child of God in the Christian life. Amen? Listen, our walk with the Lord can be as sweet as you want it to be. Your church, listen, can be everything that you want it to be. We have to see ourselves, you know, well, I ain't never done much. Well, forget about that and do something. Amen. I ain't never been able. Well, forget about that and do something. Mm-hmm. Forgetting those things which are behind, those things that hinder you, those things that hinder faith, those things that are trying to lay hold of you and keep you in the past. Forget about those things. And reach forward. Reach forward to Christ. The goal. See the goal. When we see the goal, listen, there's joy in that. That's nothing but beauty. That's nothing but goodness and graciousness and love and perfectness. Amen. In our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's hope in Him. Amen. There is all hope in Him. Praise His name. I want you to stand.